Shechal be'alf b'Shabbos, right? When Tisha B'av falls out on Motzei Shabbos, Kisharoya haner oimer bori mayayish. When you see the ner, you say bori mayayish. Says the Mishnah Berura, v'yavoreich al ha'oyer koidem shekoyerin eicha. This is from the Taz, that you should say bori mayayish before eicha. Why? Diva eicha k'siv b'machshakim hoshivani. In eicha we read that Hashem put us in the choshech, so we don't want to put on oyer after we say that. I saw in one of the Rishonim, says a different nusach that the Beis Hamikdash was the oyer of the world. That's the like the Lashon HaGemara. So when the oyer was kavah, we're not putting on any oyer. So we say boyer meish before. Val kain yavorich tchila lamor. That's why you should say boyer meish before eicha. V'gam, another reason, because you're going to have to use the candles anyway to say Eicha, so it's better to say the Bori Mereish before you use the candles. That's another reason. Okay, now that's what the Mishnah Berura writes over here. Now the second reason, there's 2 points I want to go into. The second reason is that sounds like you're not really supposed to use the light and then only later say Bori Mayayish. Which we'll have to say that's true. And it is a machlekas. We'll see. Oh, even when you do it, you buy the candle. But in other words, can you use lights and do all kinds of things with lights and then make Havdalah an hour later? Or no, that's not right. Before you use the light, before you start using light, Motzei Shabbos, you should be saying Bori Mayayish.
Is it the use, or is it the light, or is it
the Hanah? The Hanah means like to read by it, or use it to see.
If you light a new candle, you're thinking, make a new light. So
right.
So then you're getting more Hanah. You're getting
it. 100%. I'm saying, is that okay? In other words, is it okay to turn on a light? Let's say Reb Chaim Eiser, you know, said you can make Bori Mayayish on a light bulb. So can you turn on a light bulb without saying Bori Mayayish? I'm going to say Bori Mayayish when I make Avdol at home. I'm not saying it now. Or no, you're not supposed to do that. If you're already using light, you should be saying Bori Mayayish right away. So this Bari Bruna, which Mishnah Berura is quoting, is saying that since you are going to be using candles for Eicha, you shouldn't be waiting. You should be saying Bori Mayayish now before you use the candles.
Maybe he means that light. I think that's what Mickey means. Maybe he's talking about the very same light. If you're using the same light.
Oh, the same one. Yeah. What's the difference?
You're making a new light. You're getting a new Hanah. It's the fact that that I have light, okay, fine, but now I'm lighting another
that's
light.
That's the Shailah. Are you making Hanah on the light, which then should be making it right away?
I'm saying, let's say the person says,
you have enough from light number one.
Okay.
And now you light light number two, the Havdalah candle.
And that's okay?
That's also enough.
Okay, so why did he say not to do that? He said, don't do that. Don't go ahead and use the candles for Eicha, and then go home and say Bori Mayayish. Don't do that. Because then it comes out that you are using the candles on Motzei Shabbos with no Bori Mayayish. So we'll see. We'll see that there's such a shita. Now that's one thing I want to bring out. That machlekes. The point is there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes. If you're allowed to use candles, Motzei Shabbos, or light bulbs or anything, and not say Bori Mayayish, and later on say Bori Mayayish, he is machlekes. We'll see that we don't paskin that way. We are definitely the Ming, we don't paskin that way. We always will have lights. So now fluorescent lights, but we used to have bulbs.
Right.
And I'm all like the Mishnah Berura brings. The minig was always that people used to mamish light candles and say v'yitin l'cha by the candles. And then they went home and said Bori Mayayish. So we don't machmer really for this Mari Bruna. We'll soon get to that in a minute. But that's one thing. Now I want to say another thing. These are the two issues that I want to get into. This, the other issue is like this, that in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he writes that Rishleim Zalman told him that don't worry about this. Just skip Bar Mitzvah Eishin Shul, because we need you to say for your wife when you come home, because Noshim shouldn't make their own Bar Mitzvah. Okay, so then you'll lose these things. You'll do the Eicha without the with you'll say the Bach Shakim Hishivani, and okay, you'll say you'll do it later. Okay, so now what's this whole shmooze about ladies not saying Bar Mitzvah? Okay, these are the two things I want to get into.
That's what I saw a Rishon.
The Mamish
right.
said that exact lashon.
Right.
Therefore, we don't want. Okay, so these are the two shaylos. So, the first thing is I want to say like this. Before we get into the whole lumdus, I want to say over the Shitas HaMishnah Berurah. Then we'll get into the lumdus. The same exact thing comes up Matzah Shabbos Purim. Okay, but there you'll find no Mishnah Berurah. You'll only find the Shari Tshuva. Tav Resh Tzadi Gimel, where it talks about Matzah Shabbos Purim, and there the Shari Tshuva brings two shitas. He says the Pri Chodesh holds, Chidah brings from Pri Chodesh holds, that you have to say Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh before Leini Megillas Esther, because you're not allowed, the Lashon isn't so sharp. He says, Eino Roy, it's not Roy, to use a candle before you said Boirei Ma'orei Ha'esh. So Mimela, you can't lay the whole Megillah on with candles. You've got to say Bar Mitzvah. You're not allowed to do that. So just make the Bar Mitzvah now, and then when you go home, you do the rest of Havdalah when you come home from Shul. And then he brings the Marash Halevi, said, there's no problem. No problem. You're allowed to use candles before you say Bar Mitzvah. And don't worry about it, because you already said by Shachris Yotzer HaMa'oiris. Okay? So don't worry about. Okay? Now you have to, what that has anything to do with anything, you'll find everything out very soon. You gotta know all the, gotta go to the sources, then you'll find out what everyone's hinting at. You have to, yeah. Okay? So Mamela Zakta Marash HaLevi Adarabba, don't say Boy Mer'esh before, because you're going to lose out that you're not going to say Boy Mer'esh on a kois. And it says in the Gemara that lechatchila you're supposed to say Seidrin ala kois. You're supposed to say Boy Mer'esh. It's all Gemara and Dal and Pesachim. So therefore, Adar Rabba, don't do that. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, lo yizocher lo yipaked, anything. It just says in the Ramah, make sure to do Avdol when you get home. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, because we always try to delay Avdolah to the end, which is a clear simin that the Mishnah Berurah holds that you don't say Bar Mitzvah before, or else of course he would have written the other way, and it's Pashat that he holds that you do it all afterwards. What's going on over here? What's going on over here is that there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hilchas Avdolah says, what's a person supposed to do if he doesn't have a becher with wine and he's not getting one for a few hours? And for now, he wants to learn Torah by candlelight. Is it better to say Bar Mitzvah now on his candle and learn and then later do the rest of Avdolah? Or is it better for him to say to not just learn with the candle and later on say Bar Mitzvah? So it could be Kveger, better to save the Bar Mitzvah for later with the Avdolah and just learn now. Because you're supposed to do it with a becher. Kesidra na lakos. Right. Then the Rabbi Kiveger writes, but from the kolboy it's mashma nishtazoi. Because in the kolboy it says by Purim night that you should do it first. Okay? Now look in your Mishnah Berurah. Meaning you should do the Bar Mitzvah before Megillas Esther.
Right.
And that's it.
And don't do it later by Avdol.
Don't do it second time.
Bar Mitzvah is not ma'akev in Avdol.
Not ma'akev. Right. So he says, look in your Mishnah Berurah. It only says the first half of the Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, if you got to learn by candlelight, just learn and do the Bar Mitzvah later. And in the Shaar HaTzion, it says, Rabbi Kiva Eger ended off that the Kol Boy said, Farkert. The minhag ha'olam is like the first way, Rabbi Kiveger. How do I know? Because I see all the shuls, everyone turns on candles and says, v'yitin l'cha. So they don't care about the fact that they're using the light before, right? And they just wait for going at home and do Bor Yaish later. Okay, so what's the wrap-up of Shitas Mishnah Berurah? Before we get into the lamdas, Shitas Mishnah Berurah is azoy, that it is not worthwhile to lose alakos. Just use the candle, and it's more important to worry about alakos. Memela in Hilchas Megillah, he writes, save the Bor Yaish till you go home after the Megillah, because you're going to have the kois. If you're going to learn Matzei Shabbos first, save the Bor Yaish till you get the kois. Only by Tisha B'Av, you don't have a kois anyways. There's no kois for Bor Yaish tonight, no matter what. So there he brings, as a second reason, Taka, do the Bor Yaish before you lay Megillah Seichel. Okay? So in other words, if somebody's going to ask you, how come by Eicha, the Mishnah Berurah paskind, that you should do it before Eicha? And by Megill Sester, he paskind, you do it after Megill Sester. The Teretz is Kais. That's his sheet. Okay? But... No, Noshim yet. That's we've got to save that for a long time. So now it comes out like this. That we have a kolboy and a prichodesh that he's makpid gomer. He says you've got to always say Bor Yaish right away as soon as you want to use the candle Matzei Shabbos.
Because he holds maybe it's a
birchas. Very good. That's you're now getting ready to the real thing. But we don't hold like him. We hold really. You could use the light. You only do it as a chumrah if you're not going to lose the kais. But it's more important to worry about the kais. Okay. So now, to get the whole picture, now I have to go through each rishon. Okay, it starts like this. It says in the Gemara, in Psach, Ein mevorchin al ha'oir ela b'motzei Shabbos. Yet you only make Bor Yaish Motzei Shabbos. Frektoi sakasha, farvos. I know that whenever you eat, you have to make a brach every day. Every time you smell besamim, you have to make a bracha every time. So why shouldn't you have to make a bracha nesh every day? And for Taisvis, Hani Mili, when is there a din of birkas and nehenin? Keshe gufoi nehenin. Avol shor hano loy. Okay? Only when your guf is nehenin, but other hano is not. Okay? And he says this in the name of Rabbeinu Yosef. And if you look in the Tosfos Rosh, he writes the same. He wants to know, why don't you have to make Bor Yaish every single time you light a candle Sunday night, Monday night? You should make another Bor Yaish every night. Because Birkas HaNehenin is only when your goof is nehenin. Only when your goof is nehenin.
Why is the sun is goof or not?
Oh, very good. So now the Tosfos Rosh adds in,
H means light.
H is light, and that's not called your goof is nehenin. So the Taisus HaRosh adds in, and that's goof of the pshat, why the Gemara in Masech the Brachos Mem Gimel Omed Beis, when it comes to bracha on besamim, fact, why do we make a bracha on besamim? What was the Gemara asking? Because the goof didn't have anah. And the Gemara answered, kol haneshama talal ka, something that only the neshama is nene from, you have to be mahalal Hashem. Eizu davar, that the neshama is nene vaguf loy nene ze reyach. So from here we learn, halakha, make a bracha. Zok the Rosh, what was the big kasha? What's there? What do you mean? Why? There it is, because of this. Because really they only made a bracha of a birkas nenin on a davar sheaguf nene. Okay? So therefore, they need a pasuk because here it wasn't kufnan. Okay, now already. So what's lemaisa pshat? What's pshat in the pasuk? So the pasuk is breaking the rule. What's lemaisa pshat? But lemaisa you do right at the end of the day. You make a bracha on the besamin. So exception, there's a cost of that's a pshat. Right, we'll see soon. It's not pshat.
There's more stuff. I mean, isn't that the more stuff that talks about the case of the Mehila?
Yeah, there is a Gemara on Chavav that says Koil Marav Areich Ein Bohen Mishum Meila.
Doesn't it ask? That's from the Tzaros there, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or it has cases of a sale. One case is
right sale,
and one is right.
And it brings Tzaros there. We're going to bring your Gemara in a minute. Okay. Well, I'm just going to bring your Gemara. Now, I want to tell you over the Ramban.
So, we're saying the goof is not nanef and light.
The goof is not nanef and light, which we have to know what that's supposed to mean also, right?
Or besamim.
What does it mean? Or besamim, right. The goof is not nanef from light, or besamim. Goof is not light, nanef, and therefore, really, there's no bracha, birkas ananin on it. Okay? But, there's a pasuk by besamim. Okay. Now, Ramban, Rabbeinu David, Chiddush Eran, have a new nusach. You might think it's the same, but we'll see if it is really the same. They all say ask the same kasha. Why don't you have to make a bracha every single night? So then whenever you turn on a light. And for the Ramban, loy tiknu bracha behanois she'enon nichnosois lehaguf. It has to be ano that enters into the guf. Okay? And light doesn't go in, right? And they give examples. They say, do you make a bracha on a shower? No, because it doesn't go in. Do you make a bracha if the wind is noishiv on you? That it's geshmak, wind and cool, because it doesn't go in. Only a dover that's nichnas. Zokter Ramban, memela b'samim, is very good. Reach nichnas lehaguf. Reach is nichnas lehaguf. V'soyed, and it's soyed you. V'kachiluch shtia dami. Okay, that's... Birchus Ri is for sure. That's Shevach, right? Those are Birchus HaShevach. Those are not called Birchus. That's not Anod, right? That. Okay? So now, in the bottom of the Tosfos Rosh, yeah? They say, you might think these are the same, but they're not the same. They're saying two different answers. Because the Ramban said it has to be nichnas el aguf, and therefore he said besamim fits in. But the Rosh said nene aguf. He says, what does the Rosh mean with the words guf nene? What does the Rosh mean guf nene? Why wouldn't you say my guf is nene from light? Why wouldn't you say my guf is nene from reich? He says the word nene in the Rosh meant that you gain, you live, you like when you eat, it's moyel. It helps. It's nizoin. That's what when he said the word nene, he meant like it does something for you. And now it's very clear. A smell doesn't do anything for you. It's just geschmack. Or the same thing, light. It doesn't nizoin you. And memela, the Rosh held that it's a problem from besamim because the goof wasn't nene, and therefore he said it was shver and you need a pasuk. So he said they're saying two different things. But the emes is that they are not saying two different things. Because you have to look at another Rosh, and then you'll get the whole thing together. Because the Rosh and Daf Chof Vav brings down the Gemara of Koil, Mara, V'Reach, Ein Bohem Mishum Me'ilim. But the Rosh, I mean the Gemara says that they're not all the same. For if you listen to a noise from violin of a Hekdish, no Me'ilim. If you see a nice thing, a very nice thing of Hekdesh, you're not Mila. By Reach, the Gemara says, you are really Moyel. You really are Moyel. But when it says, Reach Hazein Bo Mila, it's talking about that you burnt Ketoiris. And the din is that after you burn Ketoiris, it's Nasa Mitzvah, so the Kedusha went off. And that's when you're not Moyel. But if you took brand new Ketoiris, which was never burnt, and you smelled it, you are Moyel. So there's a difference between Koil and Mare and Reach. Koil and Mare has no Me'ila at all. Reach has Me'ila. Okay? Koil and Mare, if you hear a Koil or a Mare of Hekdesh, no Me'ila. Reach has Me'ila. Says the Rosh, why is smelling a bigger Me'ila than hearing or seeing? Zok the Rosh, because Reach goes into your goof. Reach goes into your goof, and something that goes into your goof is something which is mahana you more, and that makes me'ila, and that is why we make a bracha on reyach. Mefurish like the Ramban. So what's going on over here? He said like the Ramban now. The teretz is poshit.
Why is reyach going any more than in shell?
he said, because Reach goes into your goof, the smell goes in, and what goes in is Mahane more. What does that mean?
Sound doesn't go in.
Sound, you're saying ear. Sound, why doesn't it go into your eardrum?
Right.
Why don't you say something goes in?
You hear it?
Okay, so what I think the pshat, everything all together, what it means is, put the two rushes together, what's going on over here is, that you would have thought that only something which gives hana to my goof, which meaning that it makes my goof, like he's, Taki was right, that helps, it's moyel, it's zon my goof, it's nutrition for my goof, is a bracha. And I would have thought that reach doesn't have nutrition for my goof. So therefore there's no bracha. So what did the pasuk say? Kamash malon. Kamash malon, if it gives nutrition to my neshama, you also have to make a bracha. The vort is, it has to do something that it actually gains me. The chav aminu was, it has to gain my physical goof. Kamash malon, that even if it does something to my neshama. And we have this chazal, that the neshama is nana from reyach. The neshama is nana from reyach. So memela, that also is a brach. And that really, if you looked in the Ramban, he said it too. Because the Ramban said it has to go into the goof. But he added words because, what's this idea? So what? If it goes in the goof, you make a bracha. If it doesn't go in, not. Why? Why? What's the difference if it goes in or it doesn't go in? So the Ramban also writes those words. Nichnosin el haguf, ve haguf nehene mehen. And the goof has to be nehene mehen. And the Ramban wrote the feirish, that besomim are soyed keachila ushtia. So what does he mean, that besomim are soyed keachila ushtia? What is he trying to say? But the Gemara said the opposite of him. The Gemara said the goof is not nene from them.
I think they're part of it. In other words, smell is part of tasting. Someone who can't smell doesn't taste 100% either.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So somehow, it what it means is it gives you, forget about if it means the neshama, like dvarim romim v'nisgavim, but the nefesh, let's say, right? A person, when he smells something, it revives him and gives him a certain...
Like
Yom Kippur, right? They're smelling salts of something, it revives a person, right? So it's saying something like that, that the pshat is... The Nakuda at the end of the day is the Rosh and the Ramban are on the same page. They're saying in order to make a Birkas HaNehenin, it's not enough that you enjoy it. It has to be that it really gives you something. So the Hav Amina was that it has to mamish feed you physically. Kamash Malon, that if it soyed you spiritually, let's call it, whatever, give something to your spirit, that's also called the Seuda. And that's also enough. And that we say is special to smell more than the other things. So everyone is at the end of the day the same thing. Okay, that the pshat is the Hav Amina was, it has to be mamish physical goof, gets a suda. Kamash Malan, even if the neshama, so to speak, gets a suda, that's also enough to make a bracha. Masha Enkein Ma'ore Ha'esh, even though you enjoy light, but it doesn't revive you and give you a certain suda at all. And there's no birkas in the hen, okay?
What about mitzvahs?
So you see what I'm saying? I wonder if when they say the neshama, if they mean like the neshama mimal, or they mean the nafshiyus, the ruach, right?
It's gotta be the nefesh.
Maybe it's the nefesh that they mean. You're talking. So Al Kaponim, there the answer of Toisvis, Rosh, Ramban, and Chidushiran, all of them is birka, that Boire Mo'ire Ha'esh is not a birkas nehenin, and therefore we don't say it all the week, we only say it Matzei Shabbos. Now, so far they didn't say what it is, they just said what it isn't. Okay, so first we have to do one step at a time. According to all these Rishonim, Boire Ha'esh is not a birkas nehenin. And why? You don't need one. You don't need a birkas nehenin because that's not called that it's giving a suda to your goof. However, there are two Rishonim that disagree. The Michtam and the Kolboy. These two Rishonim hold, they start off, they say, Vadai Mo'ore Ha'esh is a Birkas Hanehenin. So they say, Ay, Oy Bezoy, Hadra Kushya Leduchta, So how come we don't say the Birchas and the Henin every single night? So the Michtam answers like this. Hanos ha'or ein lo hefzik. Hanos ha'or never has a hefzik. Kol ha'yom im tzarech lo'or. Oy l'bashal, either you're cooking, oy l'chaim, or you're heating, oy l'hoyer, or you're lighting. Memela, it's like a thing that you're constantly doing, so you're never really mesiach das.
How about when you go to sleep?
Well, then you can have heating. When you sleep, you could still have a fire going in your, right? A fire, or people want to be warm during the night too, so you have that, I don't know. I guess. Okay, so Memela, he says there's no hefzik, and Memela, it's one Birkas HaNehenin for a whole week at a time. That's a Chazal we're misakin it. I'm sure he means that's already like Leib Plug or something, right? Because what if the guy said, well, I didn't have any. Usually it's common to have all the time, so they already just said one for the whole week. Now here I want to point out something that at first was bothersome, and then I found out the answer. I had a problem. If you learn Shulchan Aruch, Rishayin, and Mishnah Brura, it says over there that you only make Boirei Mo'irei Ha'esh on a candle which is for the purpose of light to see. But if you have a fire for cooking, you can't make Boirei Mo'irei. For example, if you turn on your stove and you want to make Boirei Mo'irei on that, it's no good. It's no good because it's levashel. You're not allowed.
If it was turned on for cooking.
Oh, yeah. Rav Shlomo Zalman has all shayla. What if the guy says, I'm turning it on davka for Boirei Mo'irei? So there he's not sure. Okay.
So
but
he would hold. According to the other side of Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can't use a match. You can't use two matches.
What's wrong if you do it for lighting?
It's usually made for cooking. Yeah. I mean,
It's not made for long term.
I see. On the side that it's no
made to light a fire, not to use.
You're not going to read by a match.
But I will take a look at find the keyholes. I'll light a match to find the keyholes.
But that's unusual still, right? That's not you.
That's not the rule.
That's not the common.
If the lights go off, I can light the stove also to
right,
but that's in a
hobby. No, but he's saying the orcha de melsa. He's saying the orcha de
melsa. But a match does for everything.
You can use a match to light
a candle. A match does to light the candle.
Maybe that. Because it's used to make light.
So
make light on a candle.
Make it on the second.
I hear.
Not on the
light itself.
Sure it is.
It's like a hechsher mitzvah.
I hear. That's a good child. Anyways, okay, so I didn't understand what's going on over here. Here he says anything for because you're going to cook, you're going to heat. All these things that says black and white in Mishnah Berurah are no good. So then I read more that Taka, the Michtam argues. And I just want to tell you this over because it's so interesting. It says a famous Mishnah, Beis Shammai says, Boirei Me'oirei. Beis Shammai says Ma'or, and Beis Hillel says Ma'oirei. Says the Gemara, Harbe Ma'oireis Yesh Ba'or. Right? So everybody knows Rashi, that there's a lot of colors in the fire, right? There's blue and red and white, right? And that's what Rashi says. So Zok the Michtam Pirish Rashi, Harbe colors. Avol Haravid Pirish, Harbe Tashmishim Yesh Behanoas Ha'or. There are so many different uses that a person can use from his candle. Le'oira, le'vashel, le'hischamim, la'asuis boi kama malochis. Right? So, and he fears ois, le'fichach mevorech al kol oir shahudlak lechol elu. Therefore, you make a bracha on any use. Shaloi nismait, the only one which is mefurish in the Gemara Nisht, is if it was made le'covered somebody. That's the only one. Okay, so taka, the michtam, argues on Shulchan Aruch, the Michtam Taka holds that you do make a bracha Boirei Mo'irei on any of those lights. So that's why he said that. That's not Hesach Hadas. Okay? So that's his pshat. And the Michtam says, based on what I just said, that the inyan of Boirei Mo'irei Ha'esh is a Birkas HaNehenin, and it's only once a week because usually it's you do it steadily. And Shabbos is like the cutoff point because you're not allowed to light any candles. So there, Taka, at the end of Shabbos already, people didn't have any light. And then they start new. So he says, so what is the din if a person didn't say Boirei Mo'irei Ha'esh, Matzei Shabbos? Okay, and he didn't have any candle. And now it's Sunday or Monday until he gets the candle. He says, Avade and Avade, he's got to say Bori Mareish. Because it's a Birkas and a Henin. You can't use candles if you don't make the Birkas and a Henin.
So he's learning so, the Gemara said, right? You only make them until Shabbos.
Oh.
The Gemara said,
right, he speaks that out. He says, what does it mean, Ela Motzei Shabbos? It only meant, and he says what it was, Afuke was, don't make, if you made it Motzei Shabbos, don't make it till next Motzei Shabbos. That's what it's trying to say. And what's even more, is that there's a Kimat Mefurisha Gemara against him, which he brings up, Tzachim Kuvav, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said, that you can say, the one right before him said, you can say Avdol till Tuesday night, Kayadua. Amar Yaakovidi, but without Boyre Mo'ere Ho'esh. So the L'chayr, it says, clearly, Zakter Nishkin Kash on me. What Rabbi Yaakov Baridi meant was, because Avade, during the whole night, he probably turned on a candle. So he must have said it then. Because you're not allowed to use any candles without Boyre Mo'ere Ho'esh. So don't say it now.
Don't do it again.
That's what he meant. Okay, that's how he explains
how
the Gemara.
According
to him, you can't drive home from shul before you said Bori Mareish. According to him, you got to make Avdolah before you turn out the first candle.
Or drive without the headlight.
Right, if you need. Well, right? So, according to him, if you want to turn on candles, I don't know what they.
You should make Avdolah before you daven Ma'ariv.
So, what do we say about the wife's
candle? You're not supposed to. It's like shahakal. According to him, Bori Mareish is the exact same thing as shahakal. We don't eat food without shahakal, right? You don't use candles without Bori Mareish. That's how he looks. But that counts for Avdolah, not for Bori Mareish. They're two separate things. Okay, so that is now you just heard Shita number one. And Memela, the Michtam writes, and the Kobo, they both write the same thing. They say, Memela, if it comes Matzah Shabbos, and you're going to have a Megillah like Eicha or Esther, make sure that before you turn on the candles, you say Boire Mo'ere Ha'esh, because you're not allowed to use candles without Boire Mo'ere. It's a Birkas and a Henin.
So what do we say about the Nashim then?
Oh, wait, we didn't get to the Nashim yet. Okay, I'll make sure you get there. Okay. I see, I got to really get there.
Is he saying you should light the candle the last minute before the bracha? Like, when we make Avdol, we should light the candle in the beginning.
According to him, you shouldn't do that, right?
Do that, okay.
According to him, right? According to him, it's mamish like shahakal. That's how he looks at it. We don't paskin like that, right? We don't paskin like that. Okay, now you can forget that. Okay, now.
Already
forget. Okay. Okay.
You have electric lights in Seoul, you have street lights in the street.
Yeah, it's
you'd have to make that.
You would have to make right away. Just Bori Mareish, right? Yeah. Oh, so now the Kolbei says though he found another answer. Now you're going to understand what that Marashali was. He says the one answer why you
and the other thing about the Kolbei before we is according to him, I think you have to make the bracha.
Right, it should come out. You should make the bracha before you turn on the candle.
Before you get that
out. Right.
Or at least look at the candle.
Get close.
Yeah,
to
or at least before. Yeah. Right. Mamash Azoy. That was Mamash the Nafkimi I was going to say. Very good. And then the Kolbei says there's another daya that says, no, it's okay to have Hana from the candles without saying Bori Mareish. And he calls it Rabbeinu Asher, which I haven't looked this up. On the bottom, they have like a Magia. He says that's the one who wrote the Sefer Hamin Hoggis. There's a Sefer called Sefer Hamin Hoggis. His name was Rabbeinu Asher. I don't know what it is.
Not the Rush.
That's the main point, right? No, a Rishon. The Kolbei is quoting. Kolbei himself is a Rishon, so he's quoting him. And he said, don't worry about it, because you said Yoitzer Hama'oires by Shachris. And that was a bracha on Hanos of Ur for the whole day. And Memela, you can use candles Motzei Shabbos based on that.
Even though, in other words, he says it goes by,
the nights, it's like Pokeach Ivrim, Zoykev Kefufim, it's like that type, right? That you say it in the morning. and then it goes until tomorrow morning, like that type. So Mamela, he says, you don't have to be Makbid, but the Kobo likes the first Shita better. He says, no, don't, you should be Makbid. Okay, that's Shita number one. So far, we got pinned down. Shita number one was the Shita of the Michtam with the Kolboy, that it's like a Birkas and a Henin. And the Nafkamina was that you're not allowed to use any candles before you say the Bracha. And therefore, like, you have to Makbid on Megillah or anything like that to make the Bracha before. And as we said, the Nafkamina would mean also that you would say the Bracha and then look at the light. Now we have Shita number two. All the Ramban and many other Rishonim that we mentioned before that said the opposite. It is not Birkas Nehenin. Why? Because you don't have a Se'uda from it. It's not really Moyel. It's not enough for its Birkas Nehenin. So then what is it? Zok the Ramban, I'll explain what it is. What it is the same concept that you have in the whole ninth parak of Brachos. When you see different things from the creation, you make a bracha. You see lightning, you see all these different things. So also, light needs a bracha. That's also a creation. Light of a fire. Now he explains it like this. He says, on Motzei Shabbos, that is when fire was created. Because it says in the Gemara and all the Midrashim, that Motzei Shabbos, Adam Arishon, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down a whole nice thing. He says, from a medrash, Adam Rishon was all worried that when he did the Etz Hadas, now darkness will come and the Nachash will get him and bite him. So the whole Shabbos Hashem kept the light there. And then Motzei Shabbos, it was dark and he was scared. And then Hashem gave him a special daya to think of how to make light between. He took two tiles and rubbed them and he made fire. And then he said, Bori Mori Eish, says he. He himself even said.
What did he take?
Two tiles, like, you know, like you can make stuff like stones. Yeah, right. And he made fire. So fire was created Motzei Shabbos. So Zok the Ramban, just like we find that when the sun comes back to the place where it was created, you know, every 28 years, you say a bracha. That's the same concept that you make a bracha on fire on the night that it was created. The same, like, idea. And then he says, but also we say it on Motzei Yom Kippur. And light wasn't created Motzei Yom Kippur. So he says there it's a different idea. There the idea is that since light was, like, nostalgic from my use, right? So when it comes new use, so there also it's like a hischadshus. So I say, thank you, Hashem, for making light. So he says, it's called Birkas HaShevach. All those brachos in the ninth parak of brachos are not called Birkas HaNehenin. Doesn't mean that he's having Hano, that he sees the Atlantic Ocean or whatever it is. But it's a Shavach. Oh, look, Marabu Masecha Hashem. You make a bracha. So this is also a Birkas HaShevach. Okay? This is the Ramban's Beir and what it's all about. Now, Birkas HaShevach, we all know, is always the other order. First, you see the Atlantic Ocean, then you say the bracha. So according to Ramban, of course, the way it works is that first you would look at the candle, and then you would say the bracha. Okay, now these are the two shitas. But I think for sure there's a third shita, which is the Rosh. Why? I'll say exactly why. Because neither shita fits to the Minagayla. Because even if you go with the Rosh, with the Ramban, you would still have to make the bracha when you see the candle. Because if you see the Yam, if you see the Atlantic Ocean, you have to make a bracha, right? Can you say, I'm not doing it now. I'll see it tomorrow. I'll see it in an hour. I'm coming back in an hour. No, if you see it, you've got to say the bracha. You can't leave without saying the bracha. So we don't do that minhag either. We look at candles, like for example, what the Ramah told us to do, how the Mishnah Berurah paskened, you light candles in shul, lay the whole Megillas Esther, and shalom, go home, and make Avdallah. But how did you do that? Even if you say it's a Birkas HaShevach, if you see candles, you have to say the Bracha. So I think that we hold like the Rosh. And I want to even bring down a very important Shulchan Aruch HaRav, which is But I'll say it without the whole lumdis because I want to get to the end so that everyone should hear about the Noshim part. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav is mevur clearly in his psak that it says beferish in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch ain tzarich lechazer achar hanir. You're not mechuyev to get candles. If you don't have it, you can make avdol. Now, why is it that you don't have to? Mechazer. The Ramban says, the reason is, he says, it's if you heard what I said, you'll know why, he says. He says, do you have to go to Atlantic Ocean to say, Sha'ad Maisa Bracious? No. Why not? There's no such thing. It's if you have the Hespilus and you see the Maisa Bracious, you make a bracha. She says, if you heard what I said, Zuk the Ramban, then I said that that's what candles on Motzei Shabbos are. It's the same idea. It's like a roya chama b'tekufa. So if you see the sun or any of the things, you make a bracha. So that's what the Gemara meant. You don't have to try to make it. If you see it, you make the bracha. That's how the Ramban explains the pshat in the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, since the din is you don't have to be mechazer after it, so who adin if you have candles sitting right in front of your face? You don't have to say Boy Mirayesh. It's a nice thing. It's a bit mitzvah if you do it. But the Gemara said it's not likuva. You don't have to do it. So you see he's understanding it in a different way.
So you don't have to make a...
You don't have to say Boy Mirayesh. If you don't want to, if you don't want to say Boy Mirayesh, you won't get a X in Shemayim so for being over the Rabbanah.
So you take the other direction, you see the Yamagodl, you don't know if you see
it. You will get a Bamash and Aver. It says Chayiv Levorich.
If you see it, if you have a candle, you have to do a Baruch.
If you see it.
If you have a candle, you have to do a Baruch.
According to the Ramban, right. She spells those two. Right. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav is saying, no, the Gemara said, you don't have to do this. It's not Mach.
If you see the Aish in front of you,
what's the
he holds, you don't need to say it. It's a mitzvah.
Which Gemara is the Shulchan Aruch Rav?
The Gemara which said, so Shulchan Aruch says, you see, it's not such a big mitzvah, if it's right there, you're a pretty low person. If you're not going to do the mitzvah, it's right in front of your eyes. You get a mitzvah, why not? But Lamaise, you're not mechuyis. Somebody didn't do it.
What's the shayah from that Gemara?
Oh, because he learned the Gemara differently. You'll see in a second. All right, I'll say the Rosh, and then you'll hear exactly what it is. The Rosh says, the inyan of saying Boromir Eish is a zecher to remind us of the toiva that Hashem did, that Adam Rishon was dark, and he was the whole Shver Matzev, and Hashem helped him and gave him light. So it's a mitzvah to remind us of Hashem's chesed. So and on this mitzvah, the Gemara says, you don't have to go and do it. If you have candles, do it. But it's not mamish achiv gomer. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch Rav read the Gemara, like the Rosh. And that's the pshat the Tur brings. And Memele, he said, even if it's right there, they never made a finite chiyuv. Avada, it's really wrong not to do it. It's a mitzvah, you should do it. And it's so easy. Avada, you should do it, but it's not ma'akif. Okay, so we just got through three different beyurim on boyre ma'oyre ha'esh. Beyur number one, it's a birkas and a henim. Shitas ha'kolboy and the michtam. And it's also to have any Hanoa from it before you say the bracha. And therefore they say, Megillas Esther, anything like that, you're not allowed to turn on a light until you say Boreh Mirkish. Shita number two is the Ramban and many others, the Ramban and the Chidushei Haran and the Ritva, they all say it's a Birkas HaShevach, just like when you see the Yamagodl. According to them, you do it the other order, you first turn it on and look at it, and then afterwards, you're lepashtus mamash mechuyev. Now you have to mimeshabeach. The Gemara says you don't have to run after it. The Ramban explains it very well. Because just like you don't have to run to see the Yamagodl. But once you see it, then you're stuck. Then you have a third pshat, the Rosh's pshat. The Rosh says the inyan is to remember Hashem's chesed. And that is a mitzvah, but they didn't make it a chiyuvah. And based on that, I believe that's where Shulchan Aruch is coming from, that even if it's right there, you can't say it. They never made it a chiyuva. Okay? Now, we'll finally get to the final part. Comes along the Be'er Halacha, and he says that I hold that even though many say that ladies are chayiv to make havdalah. We know there's a machlekes if ladies are chayiv to make havdalah. Some say that kiddush and havdalah go together, and we have kol sheyesh nebizocher yesh nebishim. They have to. Some say that ladies don't, because havdalah is not included in that, and zokta mishabra. Regardless, I hold the ikar is ladies are not chayiv in bori moyer ha'ish. Why? He says it's a zman groma. It's a mitzvah saseh she'azman groma. It's a mitzvah saseh she'azman groma. And memela, ladies don't have to do it. Because, you know, and he says, you'll say it's connected to Avdol. He says, it's not. It's like the mission board. It's not mamash connected. The din is that you could do Moir Eish without Avdolah. You could do Avdol without Moir Eish. They have their own thing. And memela, Boy Moir Eish is a zman groma.
That's only if you hold like.
Rush. Oh, very good. So zok the igres moshe. But how can you call this like a mitzvah shazman groma? It's part of the package deal of things that you see.
Yamagodl.
It's part of Yamagodl, and it's like one big thing. And memela, because of shvach, he's right. And memela, because of shvach is basically saying say a bracha on all the shvachim that you see. And that could happen any time. So it's part of that group. And memela, for example, most say that ladies do say, are supposed to say on the sun. And right, even though it's only once in 28 years, so you say it's zman groma. No, the pshat is it's part of the whole. So what's pshat in the Mishnah Berurah? What would the Be'er Halacha say? I believe that he holds like the Rush. And therefore the Be'er Halacha says, I hold it's like a mitzvah. It's not, and how did he know that that's the Ikar Shita? Because of what we just said, because nobody is noyheg to make a bracha on the first candle that they see. So that shows that they don't hold it's a birkas anehen, and that also shows that they don't hold it's a birkas shvach. Because even a Birkas HaShvach would be a total obligation that when you see a candle, you've got to make the bracha. And you can't just go home and leave the candle. So that's a raya that the Ikar Deya is like the Rush. And therefore he's saying that therefore it's a Zman Grum. Okay? Now I have a time to add in one little more thing before I get to the final thing about the whole Nashim. The Shulchan Aruch says that, and the first thing in Hilchas Havdalah, which I don't know if this is too known, he says you don't have to be mechazer after Eish, and that's the same thing he writes by Besom. You're not, it's the same thing. You're not mechuyv to get it. Avol hani mili b'matzei Shabbos, avol b'matzei Yom Kippur yesh oimim that you are chayiv to get an Eish. Okay, which is a Rashba. This comes from a Rashba, and the Rashba says because on a matzei Yom Kippur it's a whole different idea. The idea on Rosh Yom Kippur is it's like part of the Havdalah. Because you're saying to Hashem that you are Mavdil Mikreda Shalchol, and you say also, Baruch Hashem, that you are Mavdil, that today you could light fire, and yesterday you can't. It's part of Havdalah, and there's a Chiyuv to be Mechazer. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I have a Tema on the Shulchan Aruch for bringing down this Rashba, he says. He's the only one who says it. No one else says such a thing. The Tur is Shaisik, the Rambam is Mashma Farker. How did the Shulchan Aruch know to bring this? It's the only there. That's his kasha. So I believe the answer is, because if you look in the Beis Yosef, where he brings it together with the Rush. Meaning what? Meaning like this. If you say that it's a Shvach, right? If you say it's a Shvach, so all the Rishonim write, it's a Shvach, even on Matzei Yom Kippur, because we couldn't use it. And now a Shvach, that we can use it again, it's like a new thing. Or if it's a Birkas HaNehanin, same thing. But the Shulchan Aruch is saying that the Rosh says that the reason is because it's like a mitzvah to remind us of Hashem's chesed that he did to Adam HaRishon. So then Yom Kippur is left out in the cold. So what's Yom Kippur? It doesn't fit into anything. So the Beis Yosef fears it right. So he says, brings the Rosh, because of a Rashba, that Taka and Yom Kippur, it's part of Havdalah. And now I understand why Shulchan Aruch brought it Ladina, because we pask in the Rosh. The tour starts off Havdalah with bringing his father. That my father, the Rosh, explained, the Indian of Singbori Mera Eish, is to remind us of Adam HaRishon, and that's what he says. Memela, what's Moreish and what's Yom Kippur? Zok the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Rosh, but it's a whole different thing. So that's another proof that we pask in the Rosh.
And you know, and on Yom Kippur, you have a different light, right?
You have to have a light that's there for near Shavas, and the Rashba speaks that out. He says, and that's why, because it's a whole different idea there, and it's a different type of Boyim Reish. Kitzur, that's the one that Shulchan Aruch paskins with. And that's the one, so Mamel, that's why the Mishnah Berurah also goes with that Shita, and he says it's a Zman Grub. Okay, now, the thing is like this. So the Mishnah Berurah says that Noshim are potter from Boyim Moeire Ha'esh. Because it's a Zman Grama. Zokt the Luach Eretz Yisrael, or more, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he says, Memela, ladies shouldn't be saying Boyer Meho Eish, and therefore their husbands should be Mevater on the Mishnah Brura of doing Boyer Meho Eish before, and they should wait till they come home to say it for their wife. Now, what happened over there? Even the Mishnah Berurah only wrote that ladies don't have to say Boyer Moer Eish because it's Man Grama, but he never said they can't.
We're not to.
Sfaradim, okay. Ashkenazim do.
Right.
So what's the whole problem? The Teretz is Rav Shlomo Zalman is being Metzarif, the Chumrah of the Ramah, because the Ramah wrote ladies shouldn't make Havdalah. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah writes, all the Paiskim argue on this, and the Ikar Ladina is that they could make Havdalah. Why? Because even if it's a Zman Grama, they still could. But Lamaisa, the Ramah wrote they shouldn't. So the Mishnah Berurah says, anyways, it's not a good idea, because there's an Indian, the ladies shouldn't drink Havdalah wine, so it's not Kedai to get involved. But really, he says, the Din is ladies can make Havdalah. But Lamaisa, the Ramah said no. So why? It's very shver. Very shver amah. Very shver amah. Well, the Taz Mechadish, maybe ladies can't do drabonins among gramas. Chidushim nifloim. And then I think the Magen Avraham says, maybe the Ramah holds that when the whole thing is only a bracha, that's not such a stark mitzvah, so ladies don't do that type of Zman Grama. There's no solid, it's very shver Ramah. And the Mishnah Berurah Paschal is not like that. So Shlomo Zalman was like, say, I guess maybe people have that minig, ladies have this like minig in their head that they don't do Havdalah. So Memela, we should chayshish for the Ramah, and the ladies shouldn't say their Boyim Moeire Ha'esh. But that's, I'll call a chumras together. But Lamaisa, all the other Rabbonim say that Avada ladies could make. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Ilyoshev, Rav Moshe says Beferish, ladies could make Boyer Mareish. He says for both reasons. He says, first of all, I hold it's a Birkas HaShvach, and so the Stam not Zeran Grama. And he says, and also, ladies could say it's Man Grama. Even if you say it's Man Grama, they could. And he says, all the reasons not a Klushim Ma'oid. I think he says, Kenkas of Aruch HaShulchan. So Memela, Lefian is Daiti, out of the whole thing, really. The din really is that a person could say Boyer Moer Eish before and do it like it says in the Mishnah Berurah and be mekayim those two inyanim to be machmer for the michtam, because you're not losing. That's the pshat, and the ikar is not like him, but we try him when we're not losing the kais, and to do the machshakim, and the ladies could say Boyer Moer Eish by themselves. That's the ikar lemaisa. Yitzhak should be. Yeah, next week we still have 2 weeks, then I won't be here. Two Tuesdays.
Just for 1 week.
Just for one Tuesday, I'll be missing. Yeah.
But that's not halacha. The kava or shalom, Rebbe's not saying
the
Indian of kava.
That's not a din. That's not a din. Right. But right. I'm just saying that what the Mishnah Berurah writes that lamaisa, you should say it before. You can do it. It's not a problem. Ladies.
No, I'm saying it's the ladies doing.
That's
what? Why the ladies should do it, because they were
That they were the ones who were kava.
Right.
What do you mean when you say the ladies were kava?
Because of the chayt.
Right.
That's what top shot was.
Oh.
That's what it means kava.
But that's not what the he was.
No, right. It's not the same or, but oh. Since it's kava, the concept.
So therefore, there's an Indian maybe.
Right.
That I didn't see.
That's what I thought Rebbe was when I said.
I didn't see that. I saw about the base of mikdash. this region said that on Motzei Tisha B'Av, we're not going to say Borei Moed after you read the whole Korban, because since you read that the Kabbal Oyer Shalaylam, now you're not going to say Borei Moed.
I'm saying, I've remembered the chiluk between Purim and Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, Bedavki, wanted to do the Orah first, because Rosh Hashanah, Purim, Paker,
you do my Zahira, so you want to do it after.
Okay, that's it. Right?
I think in the Poconos.
What, from L.A.?
Poconos
is Vic Sabo?
Yeah, Vic Sabo's son. Yeah, his son. Who is a Ben Bai.